Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi guys, Alex here. I just need to mention a couple of things to you ahead of today's episode. Firstly, just a reminder to let you know that a bunch of us at Rusty Quill will be attending Nine Worlds Convention in London this year as panellists. In fact, myself, Lydia, Ben and Bryn will all be taking part in a live Dr. Magnet Hands game run by Grant Howitt, the inventor of Goblin Quest, on the evening of Saturday, the 13th of August. We'd love to see some of you come along and watch us as we accidentally destroy his fantastically crafted session. Tickets are still available at www.9worlds.com, but I'd hurry as they are likely to sell out soon. Now, onto a second and slightly more upsetting note. Today's episode carries a trigger warning for body horror. Don't worry, we don't go into too much detail, but if you're uncomfortable about that kind of thing, you may want to avoid the second half of the episode. So, with that in mind, we hope you enjoy it. The Rangers certainly didn't. Welcome to episode 44 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell. And with me today I have...
Lydia Nicholas.
And Bryn Monroe. And just us.
Just
us. Because Alex has killed or driven off
or
everyone else.
Thrown down a hole.
It's so lonely. And we're just wondering who's next.
So things aren't going great. Like, we are hemorrhaging characters here quite quickly.
Why do you keep insulting their families, Alex? Well, you can do
it. I have too many friends. Quick.
And who are you playing?
Sasha Rackett.
And Hamid, the one-handed halfling sorcerer.
You don't know. It's too dark to see.
It's true.
So, yeah, things have gotten a bit perilous.
Yes, we've ramped up from mild peril to moderate peril to
severe
peril.
No, you're still in moderate. You'll know when you're in severe peril.
I'm hanging off a bridge! There's a monster with tentacles where the face is supposed to be and faces where the tentacles are supposed to be. I think that's moderate.
You know you're in severe peril.
Severe, that's severe.
You know you're in severe peril when you don't think you're in any peril at all.
What?
No!
And then you die.
Yeah, right.
So, they wouldn't warn you about it if you weren't aware of it.
Yeah, that's peril.
It's not like... these are happy penguins, but secretly they're about to be eaten and that's what scares the children.
You want to know
so
how...
the penguins are... clearly about to die, that the children get scared.
I mean, this is where I begin to think it's a dramatic irony. If the audience know that we're in peril, but we don't, like if Alex is cutting in as they walk through the happy marketplace singing the nursery rhymes, the giant monster loomed closer.
You'll know it's a bad TPK when I just say, game over. What killed us? You never even knew.
Oh,
No. I'm sorry. There's nothing. There's no different levels of TPK. There's no bad TPK, good TPK. There's just TPK.
No. Sometimes we might go off to live on a farm somewhere. It's a nice farm.
Like brutal dicks.
Lots of things to steal.
So just to do a brief recap, we're currently in Paris.
Peril.
Nominally investigating the simulacrum. In actuality, embroiled in some reportage and... conspiracies and
mind control.
It's all very messy.
We decided to go down the dark tunnel without any preparation.
It was fine. We were doing some scouting.
Yeah. And we spotted an opportunity.
We scouted really well.
Yeah,
it was fine. You had a light.
Yeah,
and now you don't.
No.
And the person who can see in the dark has fallen down, plummeting.
Into a dark that is further than even he could see.
And Sasha's hanging from the bridge that
was
collapsing.
He's literally far enough away from us to be in Brighton right now.
And Sasha's currently hanging from a bridge, whilst Hamid is already one arm down.
Well, I suppose if I've thrown a fire vial into the thing's mouth, then I only have one arm on the thing.
So, right, with that in mind...
So you left last week with a bit of a cliffhanger, one might say.
There's
a reason it's the trope namer.
So, we are currently in initiative order.
Sure.
To repaint this picture.
Yep.
It's pitch black, so there's no picture to paint.
Hey.
What there is you have just thrown a fire vial at the creature. You are hanging from the side of the bridge by one hand having done so. Mm-hmm. The creature is clinging to the wall beneath the bridge. It was clearly waiting in some way for you. And you saw a brief kind of glimmer of tentacles and just death on legs. By legs, I mean tentacles.
Yeah.
But that is only a sort of brief flash from a sort of, you know, that kind of gassy flame you can get where it's quite flickery and there's not much light to it, really, as it splashed on the side of the cliff face and it's already going out. Uh-huh. Hamid, given that was under the bridge, you saw a flash of light under the bridge and that's it.
And Hamid's made it across the bridge, right?
Hamid has made it across the bridge. You are currently hanging off it.
Yep.
Sasha, it is your turn.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to try and pull myself up onto the bridge.
Okay, go for it.
Is that an acrobatics
check? It will be an acrobatics check because normally it would be a climb check, but because the bridge is so coming apart in your hands, I'm going to rule that it's close to acrobatics and climbing.
Okay.
Okay, your acrobatics is better.
Okay, so that's 22.
Yep, you're up.
Yay!
So you manage to climb up, but as you are doing so, bits of the bridge are quite literally coming away as you are climbing up. You now still have a move action left.
It's super dark.
It's pitch black. The only slight ambience is from beneath the bridge and it's already going out, and the only reason that you can see that is because it's been so dark for so long, with the only torchlight being the thing that you could see, that you can just make it out. But it's not giving you anything to go by apart from the edges of the bridge, exactly where you stood.
Okay, well, I'm going to try and run across the bridge and get daggers out. Can I do both things?
You've got your special wrist sheath.
Yeah. But I've already used one in the back.
You stabbed it, but you never told me that you reloaded your wrist sheath.
Yeah, so that was only one stab. Yeah. And then, so that's why I'm saying I need to draw more daggers.
Yeah. In which case, then...
If I can't do both, then I'd definitely run.
Give me a perception check, just to make sure you're picking the vaguely right route.
That's true, actually.
It's not very high, but...
Oh, okay. 24.
Quite high.
Yeah.
24, you're fine. Using the faint glimmer, you manage to pick out where the edges of the bridge are.
Yeah.
And then you realise you're going to have more luck by just closing your eyes and running.
Yeah.
Because you're only going to get false images and so on.
She's very used to orientating herself underground in the dark.
So feel free to move yourself, your move action. You make it to the other end, but just running with your eyes closed because it's as useful.
So I don't actually reach Hamid. I'm just...
As far as you can tell, you're on the other side of the rocks, which you did see before everything went dark.
Mm-hmm.
Hamid, you're up.
I can't see anything.
It is now pitch black. The fire has already been dying out. You can see the slight outline of what might be Sasha running towards you.
But it could be anything.
I hide.
Give me a stealth check.
I rolled a 2. So that's 8 on my stealth check.
You hide badly.
It's completely dark. I don't know that.
You know what? Stand in the dark quietly.
With a roll that bad, I'm afraid that you hide, sit there, and there is a moment of stillness and you go... No, this was terrible. This was a really bad hiding place.
I'm aware of how awful I am at hiding.
Okay, at which point...
Yeah, if I rolled a 1, I wouldn't be.
You just make yourself incredibly obvious.
Could you please remove from the battle map the creature which you cannot see? Do a quick roll. Okay. I'm just going to look at the battle map and figure out what's happening.
Please don't edit this silence out. Everyone needs to feel our agony.
He's already killed off two characters. He can't kill both of us.
We don't know if they're dead, Bryn. We don't know. Just because they don't answer our phone calls anymore. Just because that party that was supposed to happen, they didn't open the door.
Good news. Sasha, you're alive enough to make it to your next turn.
Hooray.
It's pitch black. Give me a perception check.
Well, I mean, I rolled a 4, but that's still a 13.
Okay. What do you do?
It's better than my stealth roll, so I haven't successfully...
He can't hide from me. I mean, that's
you don't
how
know how it is. You can't see him, but you know where Hamid is.
You just not see anything else.
That badly hidden. No, it offends me so powerfully, bad hiding, that it becomes, like, the in my awareness...
It turns out that Hamid's hiding pretty well, but the problem is what you hear is...
Oh, I hear you're sobbing. Okay, if I actually hear you sobbing, then that's fine.
Ugly crying.
Mohammed's not a pretty crier.
It's okay, it's pitch black. No one can see my ugly crying.
So I will crawl over to where Hamid is and whisper. Yeah, so crawling over the rocks, which I don't know how long that takes, but since it's only two rocks.
Sasha, is that you? Sasha!
Yes, it's me. You're not dead yet, so it's me.
What?
Can you see anything?
No!
Why don't you try and see something? She's just going to stand over him with daggers, like trying to listen with all of her might.
That's fine.
You can see if it's magic.
Hamid, it's your turn. What do you do?
I cast Detect Magic.
Go for it.
Ooh, I think I might have rolled enough. Because I've only got one usable hand.
It's impeding
your casting. I now have to make a spellcraft check every time I cast a spell.
Yep.
But the DC of the check is the 10 plus the spell level. And my spellcraft modifier is 9.
So you're going to have to roll pretty low.
Basically have to roll a 1 to yeah. fail. So I rolled a 4, but that is sufficient because they're giving me a total check of 13. And the highest level spells I have are level 1. So as long as I roll, you know, a 2 or better,
you
I cast myself.
Successfully detect magic.
I can see Sasha.
In the pitch black, there is a sudden comforting glow to your vision as Sasha's leather jacket is suddenly outlined to you. Standing above you protectively, very sort of alpha pose, with still straddling you with the legs, ready to fight a thing you can't even see.
I can see both my hands because I'm wearing one magical ring on each.
Oh yes, good point.
And my sleeves. I'm basically perfectly dressed for raving because my hands are glowing, and when I dance, they'll create really awesome patterns. Mm-hmm. It's like a VR experience. I'm just a disembodied person, just with two hands.
But that's it. You can't see anything else.
Oh, no.
I can see you now.
What? Well, I need to hide better.
We have to get away from it.
What are people's ACs?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's always a reassuring question.
Yeah, 17.
19. Because, and I made a note of this last time, I still have a shield spell active on myself. It lasts 30 minutes, and it has not yet been 30 in-game minutes since I cast it.
Out of game. Hours.
Again, literally weeks.
Yeah.
See, I'm now rolling on a soft surface, so it hasn't got that satisfying rattle to it. I'll need to.
I really hate this soft surface. It's not okay.
It's good for recording, but it's bad for dice.
Yes.
I'll need to get a chopping board to just roll on.
I think a lot of people listen to us only for the dice roll.
Okay. Give me a perception check, both of you.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, God.
14.
Another 2. So a total of 10.
You're only able to see yourself.
Nothing happens off your turn. Sasha.
I'm going to grab Hamid's, like, the scruff of his jacket and try and run forwards.
Sort of away from the bridge.
Away from the bridge, yeah.
Sure.
And I'm not, I suppose walking fast more than running and testing with my foot everything. So I assume that would be half speed. And I also whisper to him, come on, I want to get our backs to the wall.
Okay.
Go slower, we can't see where we're going.
So, should we go ahead and say both of you use both for your move actions?
Yeah, well, I...
Are either of you trying to be stealthy, or are you just committing to just moving?
Sasha's going to try and be stealthy. No, wait, you are so noisy. What's the point?
I'm not. I'm much stealthier than the two dead members.
You've got to remember, we finally managed to get rid of all of those noisy people who were slowing you down.
With their jokes and their, you know, warmth. And what did you do to them, Alex?
You'll see.
Okay, so, yeah, we're moving.
I really missed Quantum Leopard. Yeah. I really enjoyed it, but now James is dead.
Well, we can all comfort ourselves by going to one of Ben's... Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, never mind.
Yeah, we're trying to be stealthy.
Okay, give me the stealth rolls.
I rolled an 18, which gives me a total of 24.
Okay.
Well, I rolled a 9, which gives me an 18.
Okay.
Stealthier than you. Yeah. Take that. I realised why I rolled so many ones last recording session. It's because I wasn't wearing my I Roll 20s t-shirt.
Oh,
so I've worn that today. Yeah. That'll correct the problem.
Because, I mean, you know what Ben always says. Like, that's how statistics
said.
Works.
Yeah.
Oh, said.
Sorry. Yeah. Okay. What was the ACs again? Just so I've got them.
Oh, 17.
That was it. And
19, assuming it can see me.
Hamid.
What? A stealth roll of 24, an AC of 19.
Yep.
You're a monster.
Yeah, Hamid, you survive. That's probably what's coming next.
So, let's just... I'm going to roll some more in secret. Don't mind me. I'll just... Okay. Now, I'm going to have to do a thing I said I'd never do. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to engage with the grapple rules.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. It's not worth it.
Why would you do that?
I'm opening this Pandora's box. You take...
Oh.
4 damage. So what happens is you're sneaking along with Sasha pulling you along. It's all right. You feel something just brush up the front of your leg and then snap taut on your leg, dragging you immediately prone. You feel something sharp stab into your upper thigh.
I yelp.
Yep.
Does Sasha keep hold of him? She's got a strap
yes.
The scruff of his jacket.
However, this is where we engage in the ridiculousness.
Oh. Are we going to play tug of war with Hamid? With a tentacle monster.
Apparently so.
And we can't even see it.
Hamid, what is your combat manoeuvre defence?
Not very high.
That has not come up before.
11.
You are now grappled.
Yep.
You can attempt to break the grapple on your turn. So currently, you are now being held horizontally with a creature pulling you back towards where you came from while Sasha is pulling you in the opposite direction.
Yep.
A searing pain in your upper thigh, a tentacle wrapped around your leg, and it's pitch black as far as you can see.
And one hand hanging limply by my side.
Well,
which is just about the only thing you can see.
Yeah.
Because it's glowing.
Sasha, you're up.
I pull on Hamid, and if I can pull him as far as I can, try and stab forwards.
So I'll give you a choice, just because of the way the game mechanics work.
Uh-huh.
Either you can attempt to stab at the thing that is holding Hamid, or you can attempt to pull him free. However, pulling him free and stabbing is too much to do in a single round, so which would you do as a priority?
Try and stab it.
Okay, in which case then?
More confident in being able to do that.
Give me an attack roll. It will obviously be getting concealment because it's pitch black.
Mm-hmm.
So, 16.
16, okay.
And then there's like 50% just miss chance completely.
Before you even factor in AC,
Before the AC. It might be higher.
You miss. Mm. Hamid, you can either make an escape artist check to escape the grapple, an opposed combat manoeuvre check to sort of gain control of the grapple or break the grapple, or you can attempt to hit the thing that's grappling you. From the mechanical side, just for anyone who's listening, if you ever attempt to attack the thing that's grappling you, it almost never works, just because of the way the mechanics play out.
So I'm a non-combat character, and I'm small size, so my combat maneuver bonuses and defenses are both terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have basically as many penalties as it's possible to have to those things.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no way I'm going to beat this thing in a grapple. So I'm going to make an escape artist.
Go for it.
It's a skill you can use untrained,
and
I have no ranks in it. But I roll a 15, and I have a dex of 2, about dex minus of 2, so I get a total of 17.
17, 1 second.
Wiggle free, please, wiggle free!
You do not succeed.
No.
Yeah, I'm not getting out then. I mean, like, I can't really expect to roll better than that.
Sasha, give me a strength check.
Oh goody, more strength checks. Those went so well last session.
6 minus 1 is 5.
The creature yanks Hamid free from your grasp and starts dragging him away.
I'll
Hamid,
pack up my things. Take this mic off.
Bye, Bryn.
See you guys.
Bye.
Stop it.
Bye.
You're not dead yet. I mean, At least wait till next round and then pack up your things. Yeah, it begins dragging you back.
Taking my dice with me.
You feel it pull you just directly over the rocks that you were hiding behind. So clearly it's mobile enough to drag you just straight over them. At which point, Sasha, it's your turn. You've just had Hamid yanked out of your grasp.
Just dive forward.
So, I'm probably screaming Sasha.
You can determine that he is effectively about 20 feet away, just from the things moving fairly quickly, and you can hear him screaming.
I'm going to run towards the scream.
Sure. You run forwards and basically run straight into the boulders that were in the way earlier. Would you be going round the boulders or climbing over them? Last time you were sort of wiggling between them. It'll be slightly slower, but you can still do it.
I'll go over them.
Yeah. Okay.
Direct.
You manage to make it back to Hamid because he's being that loud. Mm. Give me a reflex.
Come on, Sasha. Oh, gosh. It is dark, so don't blame her for rolling a 5. So 11.
You reach out. You can't make contact with Hamid.
But I can see her torso, but not her hands.
Yeah, obviously you're flailing at odds and you just don't manage to make that connection. Hamid, you're currently still grappled and being dragged very close to a bridge.
I am going to go, Sasha, save yourself! And curl up into a ball and accept my fate.
Oh, Hamid! Oh, Hamid!
Oh, you idiot!
Oh, Hamid! Oh. Oh, God.
I can't cast spells at it because I can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm literally not. I have to have line of sight.
Yeah.
And I can't.
Okay, you are dragged further away. Sasha, you obviously hear his voice moving away back down the bridge.
I've gone quiet now.
Sasha.
Yeah, but you make sounds as you rattle along.
Yeah, it's not actually being quiet. There is still of something heavy. About Hamid weight being dragged along.
I want to roll diplomacy to persuade Sasha to leave me to my fate. I don't really.
You'll be taking a massive penalty because you have to do it in 6 seconds.
The thing is that it would give her quite a lot of hope that she can hear it struggling to pull you over. So that's it's able to lift you up.
It's not just lifted him up
thing.
And just sprinted off.
So I'm going to run after the grating sounds of his little body being dragged over the floor and try and grab him again.
Okay, give me the reflex save just to basically make contact through.
For goodness sake, Sasha. So that's 13.
13. Again, you're close, but...
These are all things you're supposed to be good at.
The problem that you get is that you make contact, and then it just sort of wriggles and rides out of the way and wriggles and rides out of the way. It's very mobile. Mm. So you're getting the impression it may not be fast, it may not be strong, but it's very, very agile. And, Hamid, you are accepting your fate currently?
I literally can't do anything else. Yeah. I can't beat it in a grapple. I'm like attempt escape artist again. I might as well attempt escape artist again. I might roll a 20. I am rolling the right, wearing the right t-shirt.
Yeah, you are.
A 12.
Nope.
Yep.
You are still restrained.
Yep.
It pulls you further across the bridge and. Can you check something? Okay. So, it pulls you further along the bridge again. It's moving the same distance. It's clearly dragging him, not pulling him. So it's not moving quickly. It seems to almost be just not considering you a threat at this point. Now that it's pitch black. Sasha, you're up.
I'm going to try and grab him again.
Okay.
Scramble forward
However,
through the dark. Yep.
Going onto the bridge,
yep.
The weight of all three of you on the bridge is clearly beginning to be too much for it to bear. You hear a crack of timber as rocks begin to shift and crumble. The creature gives a surprise noise. The first one it's made since everything went wrong, just a sort of... Give me a reflex save.
17.
The bridge collapses. It collapses completely. I don't just mean bits go. It's clearly so ancient and it's just gone. The weight of those people was just, and the creature was too many. Hamid drops, still in the grip of the creature. Sasha, you manage to leap backwards the way you came and land yourself flat on your back at the top of the cliff.
Oh dear.
Hamid,
yep.
You drop. The creature drops with you. You have enough time to call out something if you want to.
I've already said my last thing.
You drop silently.
I mean, I'd probably scream again.
All right, we'll have a bit of a scream. Sasha, I'm going to drop you out of initiative order. Feels a bit superfluous now.
Yeah.
You're alone in the dark by a chasm. No one knows you're here.
I'm going to tie a rope around the boulder and then begin to try and go down.
Give me a climb check.
I mean, it's going to take me a while.
Yeah, it's fine. In fact, you know what? Given that you're attached to the rope, I would allow you to basically take 10, because if you drop, you just drop the length of the rope.
And like, throw a rock over.
So you start climbing down. You're taking your time. Mm-hmm. There's not exactly much reason to go quickly. Mm-hmm. Eventually, you reach the limit of the rope. So you're saying that from that point, you drop a rock. Mm-hmm. You eventually hear a splash.
Eventually.
It is a good... let me count it. You drop it. Splash.
Right. So it's
amidst all the noise and all of the combat and all of the battle and scraping, you wouldn't have been able to hear it earlier, but now that it's a bit quiet and you're alone with your thoughts and echoes.
And so I can't hear anything moving at all.
Nothing.
Right. Okay. Well, I guess...
Just let me roll a star. No, you can't hear anything.
Thinking about the dark and the possibility of getting out of here, she's going to keep climbing down the cavern wall.
So you untie from the rope and keep climbing down?
Yep.
Now give me the climb check.
18.
Okay. Technically, I believe in the core system, you're meant to do a climb every certain distance. Mm-hmm. Who has the patience for that? So you keep climbing down. Mm-hmm. You start hearing the sound of what's clearly running water. Mm-hmm. It's not churning, but it's very, very quick moving, which is why there's not much noise to it. Mm-hmm. So it's moving along what you presume is something very slick. There's not much disturbance. Your heels are now hitting water. There's sufficient current to properly pull your heels.
This is the worst it could possibly be.
Well, I'm your GM. I don't know how else this was going to play.
Yeah. Just thinking about letting the current take you. There isn't really... I'm going to shout. Hammond! Zolf!
Eventually there's an echo.
Yeah. I will just climb along the direction that the water is taking. I'm going to guess that eventually she's going to get...
Give me another climb check. It's extremely slick.
Mm. She only rolls a 9, which is a 14. She falls into the water, doesn't she? A 14, what does she do?
She climbs along. She's edging along. Yeah. It's very, very slick. Very cold, the water. Extremely cold. It's clear that this isn't a sort of surface water that's run down. This is some kind of underground river or something similar. Crawling along... And finally, you notice this is a good, 30 minutes. So you're starting to shake a bit, quite under the strain, because you're being really careful. It's pitch black. You can't see what you're doing. Eventually, you start realising that you're coming up against another cliff wall. Feels like the thing just disappears underneath the crack in the wall. So you reach out to touch it. Your hand slips. Sucked down.
Water. Let's follow Sasha down the river.
So, I think it's time to talk about how backup characters work in the... No.
I've got a bot for that.
At this point, Zolf, you wake up. You are still beneath water. You feel like you're drowning.
No.
You feel like you're drowning. However, it's bright. In fact, it's so bright that you cannot actually see. You just have bright light shining on you from effectively all directions, and you feel like you're drowning.
Okay, I'm going to make a sail check to... No, I'm going to make a swim check to know that this is...
Sail check? Do I have a boat?
No, I'm going to make... Actually, no. What I'm going to do is drop my d20. I'm actually going to make a survival check to know that... Basically, I don't know which way's up.
No, you have... I've given you all of the context you've
right.
got.
Right, 20 on a survival check. How do you best orient yourself while you're drowning? Because flailing's probably not going to help. Swimming in a random direction is not going to help until the pressure gets too much.
So panicking, but nonetheless, you take that moment to sort yourself out, and you realise that you feel like you're drowning, but like a good 20 seconds pass, you realise you're not holding your breath. In fact, as you realise, and you start taking stock beyond the initial shock, it was a proper shock awake, you can feel something down your throat. It isn't giving you air. You are not breathing.
Ugh.
However, you feel there is something coming out from your throat and upwards. Through the glare, you can see there's some kind of pipe which is coming from above you down to your mouth.
Oh, this is grim.
And as you move, you push up against things and realise you're in a very narrow tube. A very narrow tube, as in the second that you go, and move your hands out, you can move your hands so that your elbows are just away from your body. That's it.
Okay, so the first thing I do is feel my leg. Do I have legs? I don't know. because when I fell, it was all pretty bad.
You have no legs.
Oh, brilliant. This is great. Well, at least I'm lighter. okay, well, I'm going to take my...
Oh, we're not finished.
Well, I was... Okay.
And your left arm, you realise there's a large number of pipes... Flexible, more like tubing, not plastic. What's it called? You know the shower.
Are we waking up in a new cyberpunk world?
I was going to say it's really appropriate. We were talking about the Matrix.
You got bored of the whole kind of steampunk
rubbish
history stuff. So now we're in it's a nightmare cyberpunk adventure.
It's flexible copper piping appears to be running into your left
steampunk
arm.
Steampunk piping, that's fine.
It's plastic, but they painted it bronze to make put us more at ease.
How is copper flexible?
Magic.
Right. No, it's like those interlock rings you get when you have a shower head. You know how like it's still metal?
Oh, it's that. But... Right, yeah, cool. Anyway, I'm going to roll a will check not to freak out. I'm nat 20, so plus my will of 9.
This is by far the most freaked out you've ever been. However, there is an element of how much worse could it get?
Yeah, it's like...
In the sense of, like, when you've hit rock bottom, you kind of hit a certain amount of calm, you know?
Okay. In many ways, it's quite a relief to find that he didn't hit rock bottom. Because that was the answer. I mean, that's what he was expecting, right? Like, the rock bottom was what we were all looking for.
So I'm gonna bite down on the tube.
Okay.
So that it doesn't drive any further into me and try and climb up it and find what's happening at the top.
Okay.
Like, how far does this tube go?
So, you bite down on the tube and immediately start to feel quite dizzy.
Okay, I'll fight that.
You can continue.
Yeah.
Yep. Give me the climb check.
That is... Well, I'm only using my arms. I get a minus, like, lots for having no
legs. You're quite light now.
Yeah, so my strength is 1. I'm going to ignore my misc mods for the moment, so 14.
Okay. Yeah, you manage to climb up. You realise that you're barely below the surface and there's not a lid on whatever it is.
Oh, so I'm actually in just like a fish tank, kind of.
So you break the surface.
Okay. Yeah.
Your mouth is still... You've bitten down on the thing. There is metal apparatus in there. It is holding your mouth ajar. Like, you can bite down on whatever the piping was, but it's...
Oh, there's something doing the job of what I wanted to do anyway.
Yeah, yeah. So currently, you've broken the surface. The second you do, give me a perception check.
Okay, and I'm going to think, am I the one? 16.
You see Sasha across from you on a table. However...
Yeah, I was waiting for that.
She looks in a really bad way.
Does she have all of her body parts?
She's lay on her back on what appears to be a metal table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really care about the material of the table. Does she have her body parts?
There are a large number of pipes containing fluid pumping in and out, some green, some black, and it's clear that some of her innards are on the outside... held in varying configurations above her torso.
Oh, what? Cool. Welcome to the body horror episode. Fantastic.
You also see Hamid.
Okay, and what state is Hamid in?
Hamid currently appears all right.
He's in a white lab coat, giggling to him.
It all came together.
I didn't want to tell you guys.
Welcome to Hamid's backstory that he didn't want to tell anyone about. His parents were disappointed in them. He was his own parents.
Hamid has been the bad guy all along. Me and Alex have been playing the long con, and it's worked to perfection.
You know that
What is going on? I have not a clue.
So Hamid is a little further distance off, and he is currently lay on a table. His arm, where the scarring that you've healed him, is opened up again. But that's it currently.
Okay. Brilliant. I guess I pull the apparatus, or try and pull the apparatus out of
my
throat.
Give me a strength check.
No. I'm going to give you a heal check.
It has piping leading down into you. It's
Sweet.
Not just to
so
your
I'm
mouth.
So I'm not going to take a strength check, because I don't want my lungs to join.
Sure.
So I'm going to attempt
to make... I pulled out my own lungs!
How embarrassing.
I would say, so, give me a knowledge heal check, actually. That'd be useful.
In the few minutes
remaining,
I'm going to apologise. Yeah,
there is no knowledge heal.
Yeah, give me a heal check.
Damn. 15.
15? Okay. You're aware that...
This is weird.
This isn't a good hospital at all. The procedures are very below standard.
This is what private healthcare does. I feel like someone has to represent what James would say were he here. Were he, say, sitting next to me nodding along.
You see above the thing, NHS. Oh, it is a nightmare. No. Yeah. So,
anyway,
what you know is that healing wouldn't push out from the body things that have been placed in there. So if you were to have something impaled you would have to remove it before healing.
Yes.
A heal check is in. I'm not just going to be like, magic.
Sure.
So I'm going to attempt, with my 15, is trying to take it out in a way that isn't going to harm me as much as possible.
Right.
Instead of just blindly yanking
it. I understand. I thought you were saying that I use magic to heal me and remove the...
Because I'd have never made a check. I'd have said, I convert this into cure light wounds.
That's fine. In which case, I'll take the first heal check to properly diagnose what's been going on.
All right,
give
okay.
me a second one to remove it.
The diagnosis.
Everything's fine. There's nothing wrong.
Well, I've got no legs, so 15.
15?
No, 20. Sorry, I can't
20? Count. You successfully managed to extricate it. It's slightly painful. It's very clear that whoever fitted this to you wanted to keep you alive, but wasn't too worried about...
Didn't intend on me getting
out. So you managed to pull it out with minimal damage. However, you do take, just by the act of removing it, 2 damage.
Cool. This is relevant. What's my current health at? Is it this? Yeah.
So, climbing up and you've removed that thing and you've got the moment to breathe actual air. You realise you're actually, apart from the fact that bits of you are missing, you're in really good condition, as in...
Minor worries.
Never felt better.
Including, like, minor cuts and scrapes that you got from the caves, they're gone.
Okay.
You are currently missing both legs, and your arm is still attached to some kind of machinery that leads up into the ceiling.
And what, at the knee, or at the...
Well, I was just about to ask, now I can see, I can look down.
Both of your legs, obviously you're looking down into the water because you're still sort of floating,
yeah.
are missing at the same point.
Which is?
You have had both of them severed at the knee.
Okay. Fine, so I could totter. Well, I'm going to try and keep as quiet as possible, mm-hmm. Because I don't imagine the person who did this has the best intentions for any of us, and going to try and climb out.
Okay. I thought I was helping, okay?
I have the technology, I can rebuild you.
I'm a doctor, just not a medical doctor, I thought I'd try. Okay. Go on, give me a climb check, just to...
9.
I thought you said a clown check for a second there.
There's tasteless and there's not making it into a podcast episode, and that's one of those. It's inelegant, but you manage to haul yourself out and you flop down. As you do, you manage to pop out just by falling.
Just fall out.
Some of the
Brilliant.
Stuff attached to your arm. It hurt, didn't actually deal you any damage.
Sure.
What you do see in your arm once you're sort of out of the water and looking down is they appear to have put what look like sort of permanent ports in your arm. So rather than it being put into the skin, like
literally the Matrix,
they have put some kind of ports in your left hand arm.
Right, good. That's
USB port.
That's going on the list. I'm gonna check how my legs have
been.
Can
we find these people and drown them in a bucket, please?
I mean, if anyone's worth a drowning. yes. So I'm also gonna quickly check how my legs have been finished. Like, is it a ragged wound? Is it new? Have they been capped with anything?
You notice that there are similar port-ish looking things at the knee.
Oh, brilliant. So I've got sockets.
Basically, yeah.
Good. I'm actually going to look around for any robot legs. Because, you know, this kind of technology does exist. So, you know, things go in sockets, so mm-hmm. maybe there's a...
Does exist. Looking around...
Giant spider leg apparatus.
Yeah.
That's it.
Or wheels. I mean, why stop at legs?
So,
Zolf the Segway.
So, looking around, you see... Let's give you a proper description now.
Yep.
The basic walls are white. It is a large cube-shaped room.
Mm-hmm.
So high ceilings. Looking up, there are large amounts of very complex apparatus hanging from the ceiling. Piping appears to be running to Sasha, which was of a similar ilk to what was running towards you.
Yeah.
However, there's more of them running towards Sasha. She appears to be breathing, like you can even see across this distance, that she appears to be sleeping, to all intents and purposes.
Also, her organs are on the outside, according to your earlier description.
Only a little bit.
Let's not understate how horrifying
this
is.
This is actually a question that I have, is how are her organs outside? Are they suspended on wires? Are they on little plates?
The torso, so not the lower torso, and I'm trying to avoid... awful graphic detail, but a few key organs are held in what look to be glass apparatus directly over.
Okay.
And appear to be functioning with your knowledge of healing
sure.
perfectly well. They are only slightly above. If anything, give me one more knowledge heal check for her situation.
20.
You get the very clear impression that this isn't someone who's just doing things willy-nilly. If anything, it just looks like someone who has no problems with, if I'm going to mess around in here, I should get these things out of the way and leave them functioning.
Okay.
So it's not someone who's being willfully torturous so much as just being very bizarre.
Accidentally torturous.
They're being very bizarre in their medical care.
Sociopathically efficient.
Yes, that's a really good way of putting it.
So I'm going to have a listen for anyone coming and get a 10 on my perception check.
You hear the sounds of distant industry. So you hear sort of...
Oh, we're in Sheffield.
you hear metallics, some kind of maybe steam engines, something similar, piping.
Factory noises.
Factory noises, but
cool.
Distant, and you don't hear any movement around here.
Far away factory noises, got it. Okay, so I'm going to attempt to get over to Sasha. How high is the table? Can I reach the table? Can I get to the
You see that there's apparatus at the base of the table for the raising and lowering of the table.
I'll lower the table and the glass things come down with it?
It's very simple. You see that there's both a manual crank and an electric lever. Just
I will
all of the apparatus, by the way, that's connected to the ceiling comes down appropriately as well.
Right. Working as quickly as I can, what I'm going to be doing is lowering it to ground level. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be trying to see how the glass things are contained. Are they unscrew or catches? Or
I realise I'm getting you to make a lot of these, but given the context, it makes sense. Tell me what your destination aim is. Is it basically put Sasha back together?
It's chuck the organs in and then magic it. because at that point, like, I know where the organs go, I'm not sure if I throw it in, but it's put the organs back in and then let magic sort it out.
Yeah. Give me the heal check to basically begin the process correctly.
That is 23.
23, yeah. So what you see is that it's clear that the glass apparatus has been done in such a way that nothing can be touching the organs directly. It's very easily accessible. You notice that actually all of the essential fluids are entering and leaving sort of Sasha's body. It's almost like an enormous elaborate dialysis machine, if anyone can think of that as a comparison. However, you do notice that there are extra fluids being brought in the body from the sealing apparatus. It looks like you are perfectly capable with your healing ability to take the time
quickly
to basically
please no
return
lots of time lungs right way round.
I would rather the person with legs is awake when whoever has this turns up.
That's so Hamid is right there.
You are
who can fight.
You are able to return the items to the body, and it looks like you are able to do so actually comparatively easily because
it's been carefully taken out.
The surgery, again, to your professional eye, is like world caliber surgery.
Oh, this person is a monster and a sociopath, but I've got to respect his craftsmanship.
Like Alex.
Zing!
Yes!
I wish it was the first time I'd heard that as a GM.
Right, so I'm going to do that.
It's funny because it's true.
And if nothing else happens, I will finish that.
I'm going to use that previous heal check you did. It takes a few minutes.
Cool.
But honestly, it's really quick because the quality of the surgery used to remove it was extremely good.
They've made little emergency slides for the heart to run down.
You managed to do so and are able to now cast a heal spell.
Cool, brilliant. I'll convert Zone of Truth into a cure moderate wounds.
Roll it.
Moderate wounds.
I heal 13 points of damage.
Sasha, you become conscious and you are on 5 hit points, so you feel quite bad. However, there is no superficial damage at all. So there's no minor cuts or anything.
And you'll come to with my hand over your mouth.
I mean, I can see why you would do that, but Sasha doesn't scream as she wakes up.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Let's wait till Hammond wakes up, shall we?
You actually don't feel atrocious so much as, you know when you've gotten over an awful like flu or something and you just feel drained, like really tired, but it's not like there is a sharp pain anywhere or anything like that. Give me a perception check, both of you.
I did just roll a 20.
Yes!
Oh, well, there you go.
Natural 20?
Yes, a natural 20.
I got a 17.
So, you know, 29.
Both of you hear heavy metallic footsteps approaching.
Okay. Great. Great 20 then, Sasha. Great 20 then, when there were heavy metallic footprints. Like, not when you could have grabbed the
They're getting closer.
Right.
I've got no legs, so I'm going to wait.
Sasha?
Sasha doesn't really know what's been going on, so she's going to try and sit up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try and sit up.
Footsteps come closer.
Yep.
Hide. They come closer.
Hide. Okay, I lie down again immediately the way I was before.
Actually, I'll raise the table. Yes, there is an important difference.
Not quite the exact.
I quickly remove all of my edits and hang them delicately.
She doesn't know.
But I will, of course she doesn't. Just
I will raise the table and kind of just hide behind it.
Sure. Hoping that the doors open. Stood in the doorway is an enormous edifice in metal. It's like a man, but huge. Bertie, you're stood in the doorway.
Oh! What? What? Oh! How is that?
Mr. Smith, I see you've lost weight.
And we'll end the episode there!
Okay.
You... Words I cannot say on this podcast.
Wow. That's...
I have no words to express what you are, but you are one, and a total, total one.
He's a sociopath and a monster, but we do respect his craft.
So, yeah, you're all alive.
Haven't looked at Hammond yet.
My organs! Why did you do that to my organs? Yeah, her organs.
It seems a bit excessive.
It does.
Hey, as far as she's aware, she's fine. Mm. But yeah, that was a bit of an intense one. You got to be back, James. It's been a while.
Let's say yes.
I've always been told if you have nothing nice to say, you shouldn't say anything.
Well, I've been not saying anything.
No wonder you've been so quiet for so long.
Like three preceding ones. Yeah. Right.
I think we'll wrap up the episode there, but I suspect a lot of people are going to be eager to tune in next week to see what happens.
I will.
Dun, dun, dun.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening.
I know as much as you do.
You know right. That it's deeper than 60 feet because they don't have a lot of light.
I really wasn't. I wasn't
vision.
Paying attention. I'm not like, ooh, can't see the bottom of that. Guess I'm falling further than. I would reckon about 100, actually. I think.
Let's just say
this. Let's do some maths.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. Right. If you've got enough time whilst falling to calculate how far you're falling, the answer
too
is
far.
Too far.
Isn't it quite a thin, rickety bridge?
Yes.
There's
the bridge.
There's the bridge.
Open the doors.
There's the people.
It's more open the bridge.
There's the tentacles.
The real tentacles were inside us.
I'm not. You've basically just created yourself a VR experience because you've never seen it.
But can you see the monster?
That's fair. That's why I said it in the edit. It's like, I've got jokes, I've got bits.
Oh, I'm bringing that into the bloopers just so that Bryn sounds like a hack.
That's very cruel. Cruel and unusual use of editing. I'm still like, I don't know how I'm supposed to be alive. So you wake up. No! I refuse.
Yep. Got a bot for that. The most recent one was you play a high-dex dwarf magus with a complicated relationship with an electric eel.
Oh, so I'm actually in just like a fish tank kind of.
So
my head
you pull the pipe and you pull up. Your head breaks. Whilst you've bitten down on...
Breaks the surface.
Breaks the surface.
Yeah, just...
Head breaks.
Just ice scanners everywhere.
And something hatches from the remnants.
But it's made of copper, so it's okay.
Yeah.
It could always have been worse.
So your knees have been severed at the neck.
A giant leg. Is that the joke?
Couldn't resist. Okay.
I'm going to just say how much I'm enjoying the fact that you as a priest of Poseidon have a load of ports in your arm now.
I call this arm the Harbour Master.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot.
we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe, period, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun, and see you later.